Now, housing targets. Will the government finally hit them or will they be missed again? It's the major political question yet again this forthcoming year, and comes with new figures showing a record 17,000 people in emergency accommodation, including over 5,000 children homeless. Conor O'Connell is the Director of Housing and Planning at the Construction Industry Federation. He's in our Cork studio. A very good afternoon to you, Conor.
Good afternoon. How are you?
How many homes does the industry think could be built in 2026?
If we're looking at the statistics at the moment, we see that in for the first 9 months of last year, roughly 24,500 homes were completed. That, you know, equates the last two quarters, quarter two and quarter three, was 9,000 units per quarter. So we're looking at completion figures for 25 of around 34,000 units. It's difficult to see that increasing significantly in 2026 due to a number of factors. Builders are reporting right around Ireland are running out of land with services, and a vast array of positive announcements, it's fair to say, were made in 2025 in relation to housing planning policy and housing and planning policy, including new guidelines for local authorities and housing targets. But it is absolutely critical in the first 6 months of this year that we see the implementation of many of those positive initiatives, including local authorities zoning more land, more infrastructure.
I'll get into that in a second, but at the moment the target for 2026 is 50,000 homes, 300,000 homes by 2030. On the available evidence, are those targets unrealistic in your view?
It's very difficult for us to comment about, you know, the housing output figures up to 2030. The government have done away with annualised housing targets. They're now talking about 300,300 units between now and 2030.
50,000 for 2026 on the available evidence as things stand.
It's very difficult to see us reaching 50,500 when we simply don't have the land in front of us or the planning permissions in front of us. What we would be very confident of is reaching the 300,000 figure by 2030 if the infrastructure is provided and if local authorities zone more land within the next 6 months. We are probably facing the most critical period for future housing supply in Ireland within the next 6 months. We've seen the new housing plan. We've seen very positive measures in relation to VAT reduction, guidelines for local authorities that we discussed, the report from the infrastructure unit, and a recognition that we must invest more in infrastructure to enable more housing supply.
Some experts believe there's already enough rezoned land in the greater Dublin area to accommodate demand, Conor. Is this push for more rezoning not just going to benefit landowners who are already profiting out of Ireland's housing crisis?
Every builder that you talk to at the moment in the greater Dublin region will report that there is a significant lack of supply of zoned and serviced land. The zoning objectives that were implemented in the county development plans in 22 and 23 in the greater Dublin area were based on population projections from arising out of the 2016 census. They are completely out of date and need revision. Goodbody Stockbrokers did a report, I think it was 2 years ago, which talked about a shortage of 69,000 hectares, I think, in the Mideast region. That is the extent of the lack supply of zoned land. You have to have flexibility in the system to allow for situations where their infrastructure isn't available. A typical scenario when a builder goes for his connection agreement to utility on zoned land will sometimes the capacity in the wastewater treatment plant has been used up over the period of time. We need far greater flexibility in relation to our land zoning
policies.
Are
there enough skilled construction workers to help increase housing supply in 2026?
We'd be very confident that labour capacity is not an issue in the house building sector and the construction industry,
really,
generally
because
speaking.
Because some of your members said at your conference in September, some of the big players, that many construction workers they were sending abroad due to the uncertainty here.
Exactly, because what they were reporting on, that there was not a pipeline of projects available in front of them.
So that trend has been reversed?
We've seen the report to the infrastructure unit. We've seen the individual sectoral plans that have been published. What we do not see at the moment is a sightline of projects, a list of projects that the industry can plan to. And that must happen to enable greater housing supply, particularly in water infrastructure, transport infrastructure and electricity infrastructure. We need that list of projects. projects so that we can have a greater sight line of what's in front of us and allow us to plan for the future.
And we also saw last year Minister Jack Chambers announcing a revised national development plan, as you've referenced. Have you and your members seen enough details since that plan was published to give confidence that those major public projects could also be completed in the coming months?
There are positive indications. You know, it is great to see the Dublin Drainage Scheme, for instance, which is a scheme that can enable the provision of 100,000 units in North County Dublin and Meath and Kildare. It's great to see that finally the judicial review was dropped, thankfully, in relation to that. So there are positive indications.
But are there things missing?
But again, what we would like in the construction sector is clear sight lines in relation to what projects are going ahead when. That will allow the house building sector then to be able to be in a position to say, we know that, for instance, lands around Swords or lands around whatever location in the country can be developed within a certain time frame, because the infrastructure is going to be provided to allow those lands to be enabled for housing.
Okay, Conor O'Connell of the Construction Industry Federation, thank you very much for joining us from our Cork studio this afternoon. Next, the Irishman behind the world's largest telescope.